Radio Africana, your non-stop entertainment radio.
Lie number one, you're supposed to have it all together. And when they ask how you're doing, just smile and tell them never better. Lie number two, everybody's life is perfect except yours. So keep your messes and your wounds and your secrets safe with you behind closed doors. Truth be told, the truth is rarely told. No, I say I'm fine, yeah I'm fine, oh I'm fine, hey I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not. And you know it, I don't know why it's so hard to admit it. When being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fault, there's no sin you don't already know. So let the truth be told.
There's a sign on the door, says come as you are, but I doubt it. If we lived like that was true, every Sunday morning pew would be crowded. But didn't you say church should look more like a hospital? A safe place for the sick, the sinner and the scarred and the prodigals like me. Well, truth be told, the truth is rarely told. Am I the only one who says I'm fine? Yeah, I'm fine, oh I'm fine, hey I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not. And you know it, I don't know why it's so hard to admit it. When being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin you don't already know. So let the truth be told. Can I really stand here unashamed, knowing that your love for me won't change? Oh God, if that's really true, then let the truth be told. I say I'm fine.
Lovelies, welcome back to Uncluttered, where we strip away the mask and speak from the soul. Today, we talk about the glue of every real relationship. I'm not talking about the fake one. I'm not talking of the I like real. I'm not talking about that at all. We're talking about real relationship. We're talking about honest communication, no filters, no games. Not second guessing what he meant or what she's feeling. If you ever felt unheard, misunderstood, or stuck in a love that feels like a guessing game, this is for you. This is where you want to be right now. You know, let's talk about how to say it. Mean it. And receive it, even when it's uncomfortable. Because sometimes saying the truth can be very, very, very uncomfortable. It can be very hard, trust me. Even when you wish to say the truth, you're going to be thinking of what is going to happen if I say the truth. Is that going to end this relationship? Is he going to ever trust me again? You know, we say we want honesty, but often we sugarcoat things. We shut down conversation because we don't want to speak the truth. We choose silence to avoid conflict. Why do we do that? Why? I know it can really be difficult, but I know some people do it because they fear rejection. Some people cannot say the truth because they feel they will hurt the other person. And sometimes it's about losing connection, you know. But at the end of it all, when you don't tell the truth because you're going to feel rejected, one way or the other, the truth is going to come out, and at the end of the day, it's going to make it worse. You know, it's better to feel, you know, rejected telling the truth than not telling the truth and the other person get to know the truth and that person rejects you. Now it's different. It's going to be, I was rejected because I lied. It's different from, I was rejected because I told the truth. You see the difference? Hey, Spin, I see you there. Thanks for joining in. So, you know, in as much as it's good to say the truth in your relationship, I know how difficult it can be. And that is why we need to start from the beginning. We need to learn it from beginning. We need to be open. We need to go into relationship being ourselves, not pretending to be someone else's, you know, kind of building someone else's character or building the character that you know that person wants. So sometimes when a person, you know, keeps saying, oh, I want my woman to be gentle, to be kind, to be this, to be that, at the end of the day, that woman you're telling is going to build herself to be what you want in a relationship. That woman is not going to be who she is. And that man also, you say, oh, you don't want my man to grow big belly. You want my man's belly to be six-pack. Six-pack, you dear. So the man is going to start going to gym from beginning of relationship because he loves you so much. He doesn't want to lose you. He's going to be going to gym all the time, making sure he stays with six pack. So what happens after the marriage? You know, the thing I realize about marriage is the ring. It seems the ring is the most important thing. Everybody wants to show their finger, oh, I'm taken. What happens after then? People will just see as, yeah, I got the ring, I got everything. He's not going anywhere, she's not going anywhere. She's mine, he's mine. No. That is the beginning of the journey. You're just starting another journey entirely. And trust me, you're on a long thing, which is a long journey. You see, that is why some people will say, oh, we can't get married. We need to start living together first before we get married. You know why? Because when you live apart, you don't really know each other that much. You see, there are different stages when it comes to knowing your partner. Seeing each other every day is different. Living together is another thing entirely, another journey entirely, because that is when you're going to see each other. When you see each other in total, you know, deeply, then that is when you know, the guy is not tidy. No, this lady is too dirty. She doesn't sweep. She doesn't lay the bed. Because when you're cutting each other, oh, the lady, she will sweep, she will make the bed. Because she wants to enter that house. Because she wants to become somebody's wife. So she's going to be in her best behavior. She's going to be acting, not being herself. But you see, there are men out there, there are women out there that will take you the way you are. That is why sometimes people get married and after 6 months, they're talking about divorce. After 6 months, they're kicking each other out. You know why? Because they don't really know each other. Because before marriage, they have been pretending. They have been pretending. So, we really need to be ourselves. Let your man know you. Let your woman know you. Another example is, you're courting a guy. And you know this guy like women. You know, he like messing about. And you know the funniest thing is, it's not most men that goes all the way through. Some men likes to flirt. Some men enjoy flirting. It's not that they need that woman for anything, or they just want to flirt. They enjoy it. It gives them the kick. You know. And you see that in a man. And you can stomach that. And you end up marrying that man. And after marriage, you think you can take over his life and tell him what to do, what not to do. Why didn't you stop it then? Why now? And you think that's going to work. If you're able to take all that when you were courting each other, then why now? Because, oh, you have the ring. It's true. It's not always pretense, but perhaps refusing to see the obvious signs because of being blinded in love. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, sometimes, yeah, you might be carried away. But, Omo, no matter how much you're carried away, you will see it. But everybody wants to be someone misses. Everybody wants a woman in their house to call a wife. So, why is it that you're blinded with love before marriage? And after marriage, suddenly, you can see yourself. You can see your partner. Why is that? This is part of it, being honest. Let's be honest about conversation. Yeah. ODS is saying marriage is an eye-opener when blinded by love. No, I don't tire for you, ODS. Now, marriage is an eye-opener. But before marriage, you were not complaining. You couldn't say it because you're in love. But now, because you're married, you can see. It's just the normal Yoruba, is it adage or proverb? Like, want it to jebolo shalowo kubabeni ti obo. It's now because you are married, you have the ring. And nobody's going to take it away from you. So you can complain and do whatever you feel is necessary, you know, to keep that man. And then you start having problem. You start losing connection. And sometimes some people just go silent about it. And silence isn't the pace. It is distance. And that's where resentment grows. You start resenting each other because you've not been truthful with each other. What is it that you want in a relationship? Why can't you be honest with your partner? someone you're going to spend the rest of your life with. What stops you from being honest? And honestly, this is not only about relationship only, because we're going to take this in different forms. Today we're talking about honesty, honest conversation, communication in a relationship. We're going to talk about honest communication in a relationship with your children, with your friend, with your co-workers. Because relationship goes a long way. Relationship is not about, don't let us misunderstand that this is Unclouded, where we speak the truth, where there's no filter, where there's no mask. We say it the way it is. And Unclouded is not only about a man and woman situation only. It's not about man and woman relationship only. It's about different kind of relationship. What are we teaching our tomorrow, our future? Where? You know what? Let me leave you with that. We'll go on a break and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Truth is harder than a lie. The dark seems safer than the light. And everyone has a heart that loves to hide. Nobody can get through. Yeah, it may be hard, but the best thing we could ever do, ever do, bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine. 'Cause love can heal what hurt divides, and mercy's waiting on the other side. If we're honest, if we're honest, don't pretend to be something that you're not. Living life afraid of getting caught. There is freedom found when we lay our secrets down at the cross, at the cross. So bring your brokenness and
welcome back to Uncluttered, and I'm your girl, Samba. So, let's talk about what healthy communication sounds like. You see, it's okay to say your mind. It's okay to be honest in your relationship, in everything. Today we're talking about man and woman relationship. In simple English, it's okay to be honest. You know, it's okay to be honest and face the outcome of it. Than not being honest and you suffer in silence. You know, you suffer in silence and you continue with fake intimacy, fake, you know, relationship. It doesn't make any sense. When you want to communicate, you know, it's the I statement versus the blame. It's like, I feel hurt when you don't call me. Rather than, you don't care. You don't even bother to call. Those are two different things. You feel hurt when he doesn't call you. It's better than you don't care. It's like, you don't care is like accusation. I feel hurt is like a cry for help. I don't know if that makes sense. A cry for attention. Then it's better to ask questions for you to understand than interrogating your partner. Like some of us, maybe our husband came back from work very late. Maybe usually he comes around 4, or now he came back around 10. The next thing, where have you been? Where have you been? You've been around or cheating on me, doing rubbish. Did you even bother to ask, are you okay? Is everything okay? I called you. You didn't pick up your phone. What happened? Is everything all right? And hear what it's got to say. Than just, you know, bringing an accusation. You've been with another woman. You've done this, you've done that. How is that going to work in a relationship when the first thing that comes into his head when he's on his way home is, I'm going to face problem tonight. How is that a good relationship? Why would you make your man feel, you know, rattled because he's coming home to his family? Then sometimes your tone and the timing matters. Tone and timing is everything. No matter how upset you are at that moment, take a break. Breathe. Talk to yourself. You can talk to your mirror. Just don't, when you're upset, is not the best time to talk to your man or your woman. Because whatever you're going to say at that moment comes with so much rage and anger. And you can say things that you don't mean at that moment. So it's very important that before we talk, we think about it. We really think deep about it. Relationship is a two-way thing. You can't run it by yourself. If you can, you will be alone. But if you have to be with somebody, you need to understand how that person works. The best time you can talk to that person. The kind of tone you use in talking to your man or your woman. Sometimes things that are not supposed to even turn into a fight will turn into a fight because of the way you're delivering your message. or your anger. Use words that build connection, not the one that disconnects you from your partner. Help each other to understand each other. Talk through it. Everything isn't about shouting, screaming on top of your voice. Sometimes you just need to sit your woman or your man down and just tell them how you feel. If your relationship in the other room is not working, is not up to taste, talk about it. You know what I mean? When I say other room, you understand me quite well. We are all adults. If your man or your woman is not meeting up to what you want, sit down, talk about it. There's no problem talking about it. There's no shame talking about it. And you as a woman, you can sense it when your man is not satisfied. Don't ignore it. Don't be thinking in your head, after all, he has a side chick. Now you're not good enough. What have you done to put things right? Some of you, when you're dating, you're like, huh, fire. But immediately after marriage, you become something else. You don't care anymore. You don't do things that brought both of you together. You don't do things that your man loved when you were dating. You don't do things that your woman wants. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you and your partner sat each other down to talk about your relationship in the other room? When did you talk about trying new things? Relationship is a long journey. You can't be boring. Come on. Don't be boring. Oh, Ima says, I need to hear that. You're welcome to Unclouded. Don't worry, you're going to hear a lot more. Every Sunday we're here, 8 p.m. on Radio Africana and on TikTok. You're going to see me live. You know, when was the last time you called your woman and say, oh man, I saw this. I was watching one movie, I saw this thing. Oh, it's so nice. You know, can we try it? No. When was the last time you decided to have a weekend away? When was the last time you called your man and say, babe, I feel like this? Even some men are scared to tell their woman, you know, babe, I love you. Babe, without you, I don't think I can survive alone. So men feels it makes them a lesser man when they say that. What's wrong with you? That's the woman you're going to see every day of your life, morning, afternoon, night. What's the big deal about telling your woman you love her? She means everything to you. Even some women cannot tell their man that, babe, I'm in the mood. Come get it. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? Be truthful. Tell your woman what you want. Instead of going to get it from another person and it's going to be a big problem to your family. What is wrong with telling the truth? And sometimes some people don't even feel safe in their relationship to want to discuss this, to want to talk about these things. If you don't feel safe in your relationship, you cannot communicate. When your relationship lack emotional safety, you need to edit yourself constantly before you can talk, before you can express yourself. You are afraid of their reaction to your truth. Why? Because you don't feel safe in a relationship. Then you're in the wrong place. There's a big problem because you're in the wrong place. You feel like the problem for expressing your needs. No. That is your man. That is the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with. How long are you going to pretend for? How long? How long are you going to fake it? And how do you build emotional safety? You need empathy, regulation, consistency. That is how you build emotional safety. And that is the best you can do for yourself. Sometimes you cannot discuss what you're feeling, what your man or your woman is doing wrong. You just put it aside by saying, oh, it's not that deep. What is not deep? When they ask you, oh, babe, are you okay? I'm fine. But deep down, you're not fine. Because if you ask your man, oh, let's do this, or he's going to think, oh, you're messing about, or you're following the wrong friends, or probably you're seeing someone else. Why not try it first? Why not just stop judging? Try it first. Give it a try. Sit your man down. Sit your woman down. Tell them, this is what I want. Meet up somewhere. Come on, don't be shy. You guys are always in the other room, so where is that shyness coming from? If you can do what they do in the other room, why are you shy to express yourself? Why can't you tell the truth? Ima, yeah, you're welcome. That's what you want to hear, yeah. That's what we're going to be telling you. We're going to be telling you the unfiltered, you know, part of relationship with no mask. When was the last time you called your mom and said, Mom, listen, I'm bringing the kids this weekend. I'm going somewhere with my man. I'm going somewhere with my woman. We're going to have a good time. Take time out. Go and try new things. Don't be boring. Yeah, he might say, some men can't take the truth. Yes, I know that. But they will get used to it. If a man cannot hear the truth from you, or hear the truth from you and make it a big deal, he's not your man. Or maybe just give him time for him to get used to hearing the truth. Because it's going to be worse when he hear the truth from outside. It will be worse. You might, you're a troublemaker. You are just entering your man's house and you're saying, some men don't like to hear the truth. Oh, I guess. You know, I know it's difficult, but they will get used to it. You know, because there are some people in a relationship that they are dying. They are dying to say what they feel, how they feel. They're dying to say what they're going through every day of their life in that marriage, but they can't. Because they fear rejection. They don't want to lose their relationship. But when are you going to learn? When are you going to learn that communication goes a long way? Some relationships don't exist anymore because they cannot communicate. If you have a man or a woman you cannot communicate with freely, that is a red flag. It's a red flag. If you're with your woman or your man, you cannot have conversation, you cannot talk for a long time, say something meaningful, something nice, you know, it's a problem. Even when you are doing the thing, you cannot communicate freely. Big problem. Wow. It's a big problem. We have to learn to communicate. You need to learn to communicate. Talk. Say your mind. Don't be shy. Stop thinking about being rejected. Stop thinking it's going to be the end of the relationship. No. Don't suffer in silence, please. That is why we are here, to encourage you, to remind you that it's okay to be honest in your relationship. So, you out there that you're listening to me, are you going to be honest to your husband? Are you going to be honest to your wife? Are you going to tell your wife about that fantasy? Are you going to tell your wife about the way you want her to dress? Are you going to tell your man what you want in your relationship? I'm going to leave you with that question, and I'm going to go on a short break. I'm still your girl, your host, Samba.
I held you deep in my arms. Your world was falling apart. I was the light in your dark. I was always there for you when you lost it all. When you had no one else you could call, you knew I would not let you fall. Oh darling, what have you done? What have we become? Was I just not enough for you? Just tell me, oh, tell me the truth. Too scared to lose everything that we made. My dreams wash away in the rain. Darling, oh, what did you do, love? I'm waiting for you, love, to tell me that you want me back. With all of the love that we had, just tell me, oh, will I ever trust again? After that night, I still remember that look in your eyes. I still remember the way that you cried. And I say, my darling, what have you done? What have we become? Was I just not enough?
too scared to lose everything that we made.
Yeah, welcome back to Uncluttered. Tell me the truth. Being truthful in your relationship. Communicate. I'm going to put men on the table as usual. My lovely men out there. You see, there are many things that doesn't make you less a man. You are humans. You got blood in your veins. You have the right to feel. You have the right to communicate your feelings. Some men struggle to say, I am scared. You are not Samson. It's okay to be scared. You are not Hercules. It's okay to be scared. Some men struggle to say, I don't know how to do this, babe. Can you help me? It doesn't make you a lesser person. It's okay to tell your woman, what you did hurt my pride. It's okay to talk. It is even okay to cry. If you're overwhelmed, it's okay to let it out. Forget about what culture says about being a man. A man don't cry. Who says? Man not God. What do you mean men don't cry? Be strong. Men don't cry. Please, learn to communicate. Be honest in your communication with your woman. Be honest. Tell your woman how you feel. If you're feeling overwhelmed, let your woman know. They are not miracle workers. Sometimes we don't see everything. We don't see true people. If you're overwhelmed financially, if you're overwhelmed, you know, in any way, let it out. Na person born una too. You're somebody's child. Please, learn to communicate. And please, we women too, please. When this happens, please, let's respect their feelings. Because I know some of us will just say, what's wrong with you? You're a man. If you are complaining, what do you expect me to do? No, don't be like that. Don't be like that, please. They have the right to show their emotions, to let it out. And please respect that when that happens. You know, you need to respect that when that happens. And we women, is it 9 o'clock yet? No, it's not. It's not gonna be nine. When it's nine, we're done. We women, let me whisper this one. You don't know how to say, I need more. Come on. There's no shame in that. Somebody they laugh. There's no shame in saying, I need more. You know what? Last week, we talked about FGM. We're going to come back to that. By popular demand, we're coming back to that. So please, when you're not feeling it, talk about it. You have the right to the pleasure also. Stop struggling to say this isn't enough. You know, don't struggle to say it. Say it. It's the way you feel. Let's normalize saying the hard things before the damage builds up. Because when you don't talk about it, it will keep building. It will build up, then suddenly you will explode. Poof! And damage. Uncontrollable damage will now happen. Thank you, Yaro. Nice program. Thank you. Then the problem will turn to yam scatter everywhere, and you won't be able to solve it. And your partner won't understand where that explosion came from. But they won't understand this, that it is a built up issues. Things that you've been piling up because you can't say it, because you don't want your man to feel like, what's wrong with you? Why suddenly I'm not enough for you? Is somebody else, you know? But it's okay. It's okay to talk about it. How do we have hard conversation without losing the relationship? Can anybody tell me that? How do you have hard conversation without losing the relationship? Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, being calm, yeah. Being calm. If you want to have conversation, hard conversation, you need to prepare yourself. And being calm is part of it. Your body language matters a lot. You need to have that calm body. You need to clear your mind. You need to calm down and clear your mind. And what you don't put on the table, no assumptions. No. That's a no-no. That's a no-no. And when you want to start this conversation, you need to start with care. Be caring. And that is why you need to be calm. Let your partner know, this is hard for me to say, but it matters. So when you say it is hard for you to say, they've already prepared themselves. That is like, how do I put it? Like a stepping stone. They understand it's hard. So now they know it's a hard conversation. They will be prepared. If not fully, but at least in some ways, they will be prepared. Learn when to take breaks and revisit issues. Sometimes when you hammer things too much, you talk about things too much, you become a talkative. They will label you, oh, she's a nagging wife, she's a nagging husband. No, this is too much, I can't stand it. Now, this person is not ready to listen to you because you're nagging. You're eating it too hard. Sometimes when you talk about something, rest. Give that person time to work on it. It's not magic. If your partner has done something wrong and you mentioned it, don't expect that it's going to change overnight. You need to give it time. You can say the same thing, you know, five different ways. There are some people like that. And that is talking too much. Some people like to vent to be heard, not to understand. Some people over-explain things. Healthy communication is clear, not constant. Learn to pause. You need to learn to pause. The power of pausing. Learn to repair, not just to react. When communication becomes a lifestyle, your relationship becomes more peaceful, more passionate, more resilient. You know where you stand. You feel seen. And you don't fear your voice. And this is what real love sounds like. Ask yourself, what am I not saying? What do I need to edit around myself? What truth do I owe myself? What truth do I owe my partner? And I'm going to challenge you. This week, have one honest conversation. The one you've been avoiding. Say it scared, say it softly, say it real, because this is uncluttered. Where truth is love, not war. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for staying with me. And thank you for listening. This is your host, Samba. And this is Uncluttered, every Sunday on Radio Africana. Thank you. You have a lovely week ahead. I have to go now. Talk to you again next week. Love you guys. Bye.
just the words I say. Let me show you, baby. I don't need a perfect line to make you feel you're truly mine. Every breath, every move I make is love I give, not love I fake. You don't have to read my mind. My heart is open all the time. I see your dreams, I feel your fears. I'm holding on through every
just